JEDC's Ava Bornstein peppers her presentation with a series of pop quiz-style questions.
Mining jobs pay the highest average wages in Juneau. Which sector has the second highest average wages?
The answer is the federal government. Bornstein is the lead researcher on the Juneau and Southeast Alaska Economic Indicators Report, presented Thursday to the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. While the capital city's economy continues to be heavily dependent on government jobs, Bornstein says the private sector is slowly taking on a bigger role. Last year, employment in Juneau was up 1.5% from 2011, with a total of more than 18,000 jobs. That's despite local and federal government cuts and essentially flat state employment.
The private sector did a great job in jobs growth and has done so for three consecutive years. We've been on an upswing in 2012, 3% gain in jobs.
Mining topped the list for job growth in all sectors, adding 171 jobs last year. Overall, the retail, healthcare, and tourism sectors are the top three private employers in Juneau. Most areas of the economy saw wages grow in 2012, but once again, mining led the way.
6.6% increase in wages, average wages in the past year. Professional and business services were second, also above 6% in gains. Local government, state government were also above 5%.
The median household income in the capital city from 2009 to 2011 was more than $77,500. That's about $10,000 higher than the rest of the state and $26,000 higher than the median household income nationally. Bornstein says that helps make up for the cost of living in Juneau, which is 30% higher than the national average.
The highest costs are in our housing, our utilities, and our health care.
Juneau's population hit another all-time high last year, growing by more than 400 people to 32,832. And for the second year in a row, the city's population got slightly younger. The median age of residents declined from 38 years old in 2011 to 37.8 in 2012. Bornstein says most of the population growth has come from people moving to Juneau, which has strained the city's already tight housing market. But relief may be coming soon.
New housing units permitted 2012 looked good. It was up, but 2013 is looking spectacular.
JEDC Executive Director Brian Hulse says the annual Economic Indicators Report fulfills the agency's mission to help local business and government leaders make better, more informed decisions. He called the economic trends in the last year very, very positive.
Employment is up in our region. All wages are up. Our private sector is growing faster than our public sector, which in general is positive for our community. The population is an all-time high, both in Juneau and in the region. And generally, our industries are stable.
The Chamber of Commerce crowd largely agreed with Hulse. Marianne Ray owns Pearson's Pond,
a luxury boutique hotel in the Mendenhall Valley.
She says business is back to where it was before bottoming out during the recession, and she only expects it to get better.
This year, we had the best July we've had since I purchased the inn. So, and people are starting to spend more on excursions. So I think the tourism industry is a trailing indicator of what's going on. So if we see things have gotten better this year overall, I think we'll see tourism certainly improve next year as well.
The Economic Indicators Report is JEDC's major annual publication. The entire report, as well as past year's economic indicators, can be found at www.jedc.org. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.